This is what driving over cobblestone ice sounds like. The thick, chunky pieces of ice make it feel like you're driving over a cobblestone street. And many truckers, like Eduardo Rubacalba, try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, it's not pretty. Like I said, it was a coach bus that lost a tire because, I mean, it was getting beat up so bad. All the truckers have that's what they've been complaining, you know, our equipment has taken a beating over this.
Rubacalba has been stuck at a truck stop, the Travel Center of America, on Interstate 35 north of Denton since Thursday. The starter on his rig died, so he's been waiting for another driver to pull him and his load out of there. John Gandelman, who's been driving trucks for 15 years, says he's used to winter storms. Usually, you try to plow through. But with these road conditions, it's another story. He arrived in Denton after being stuck in Oklahoma a couple of days. What's he been doing?
A lot of sitting. A lot of ice. I'm from California, and we chain up all the time to go across the mountain passes. That's just snow. When it's ice like this, you don't go anywhere. So.
And not going anywhere means goods won't be delivered on time. Many grocery stores ran out of milk and bread over the weekend and are just now starting to restock. Francesca Smith has been stuck in the ice at the Love's truck stop in Denton for about a day. She drove in from Atlanta and is ready to move on. She says driving during the winter is tough and dangerous. Before last weekend, she'd never heard of freezing fog before. The worst, she says, is cobblestone ice.
You got all this dents, and it just makes it really bad. Where you would think it was a pothole, but it's not. It's all the ice and snow that froze over, and you're rolling over it.
Smith says you have to be cautious and aware of your limitations on the road.
It will have you going everywhere. But you just got to keep it in control. But again, if you don't think it's safe, pull over.
While a lot of ice has melted, temperatures are expected to plunge as low as 20. This could create the perfect conditions for cobblestone ice to harden again. Stella Chavez, KERA News.